Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
A redacted version of the long-awaited Mueller report is now public. Earlier today, Attorney General William Barr released that report into Russian interference during the 2016 presidential election. Just before releasing it, the AG held a news conference.
We now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
According to the report, no evidence of collusion, but the investigation established multiple links between Trump campaign officials and individuals tied to the Russian government. Today, the president continued to deny that any collusion took place.
It should never happen to another president again.
The Justice Department now says that it plans to provide a limited number of members of Congress a copy of the report with fewer redactions than the public version. But Democrats are not satisfied, saying especially on the grounds of obstruction of justice. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer released a joint statement saying in part, as we continue to review the report, one thing is clear. Attorney General Barr presented a conclusion that the president did not obstruct justice, while Mueller's report appears to undercut that finding. Both Democratic leaders have also formally called on Mueller to publicly testify about the report's findings as soon as possible.
This just in, we are now learning investigators believe the Notre Dame fire may have been sparked by an electrical short circuit. The investigation is still ongoing, but officials have limited access to the landmark to search the rubble because of safety reasons. The cathedral was undergoing renovations at the time of the massive fire. It broke out on Monday and burned for 12 hours. Donations have since been pouring in to help with rebuilding costs.
All lanes are back open now on the southbound side of 880 in San Jose after a crash involving a bus full of Santa Clara County jail inmates, which shut down three lanes around 7:30 this morning. Chopper 5 was over the scene and captured the moment just before 9 a.m. The bus was able to get moving again. It is unclear what caused the accident.
Pushback on the Oakland A's proposed waterfront stadium. SkyDrone 5 showing us Howard Terminal, the proposed site for the new stadium. But as an anticipated term sheet with the port pulls ever closer, some in the maritime community are calling foul on the stadium's placement, and the president of the A's is disagreeing.
Well, we think there can be an amazing new ballpark at Howard Terminal on the waterfront, as well as a thriving port in Oakland at the same time.
I think a lot of decisions have already been made by people. They've already got their mind made up that this is how they want to go. They want to save the A's, but I think it's going to be the downfall of Oakland if that happens.
The term sheet for the project is expected sometime in the next 30 days, and we are expecting to hear from the Port of Oakland's maritime industry today about why specifically it disagrees with the proposal.
Pinterest making its market debut and the shares are soaring. Pinterest rang the opening bell on Wall Street today to kick off trading and to commemorate their first day as a public company. Shares have already jumped more than 25%. The social network picked the New York Stock Exchange to list it under with the trading name PINS, pricing it public offering at $19 a share.
Facebook is fessing up. The company says it unintentionally uploaded some people's email contacts without their permission. An estimated 1.5 million new users are affected. Since May 2016, new users who signed up for the platform had their email information automatically collected by Facebook as part of a design change to its account verification system. The social media giant says the contacts were not shared with anyone and it's working to fix the privacy issue. All affected users will be notified.
Let's take a live look outside right now from our Treasure Island camera, looking back at the city of San Francisco. Today is a warm one, and Mary's keeping an eye on the conditions for us.
That's right, Kenny and Michelle. A warm day for sure, the warmest day out of the year so far happening today, and we are warming up quite nicely across the Bay Area. Here's a live look with our Salesforce Tower camera looking east at Mount Diablo with plenty of sunshine there. Here is the satellite and radar view, so a strong ridge of high pressure, and with that, to clockwise flow around that ridge, northerly winds and that dry and warm air really helping to heat us up. So as we go through the day, enjoy the sunshine with warm temps. As we look ahead to tomorrow morning, could see some coastal fog. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler compared to today, but still above average. Much cooler for your Saturday with more clouds and looking at temps right around where we should be for this time of year for your Saturday. Pollen count looking at medium high today, increasing Friday, Saturday and for Sunday. and daytime highs 12 to 14 degrees above average for this time of year. Mid-80s for the South Bay, looking at low to mid-80s from Vallejo to Livermore. For the East Bay, Berkeley, Alameda, mid to upper 70s, about 80 in Oakland. Back to you.
All right, Mary, thank you. A famed San Francisco show is shutting its doors after a 45-year run.
Beach Blanket Babylon has announced its curtain call. The wildly popular show has been stationed at Club Fugazi in North Beach for years. It was created by the late Steve Silver. His widow Jo took over production in 1995, and now she says it's time to end the show on a high note. Cast members heard the news last night and say it came as a shock. You do still have time, though, to scoop up tickets before the final curtain call. The last performances will be on New Year's Eve. We'll be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google, and let us know what you think.